First off, a very happy birthday wish to our commentator, Nan Graham. We'll be fundraising next week in our partnership challenge, so there won't be an official Friday feedback. I expect some listeners will wonder what we mean by saying 92 is the new 96. Well, we now have two different signals for classical HQR, 92.7 and 96.7, and we'd like your input and your feedback. More on that in just a moment. But first, the story of a pledge made good 22 years later. Listener Preston was a graduate student at UNCW in the mid-1990s and listened to WHQR for daily news, music, and weekend talk shows. In 1994, he enthusiastically pledged to support the station. However, he never made good on that promise and always wanted to do so. Last week, he finally did, saying, "Though I haven't lived in the area since, I've always been bothered by making a promise that I didn't keep. I'm sorry for the delayed payment and hope for your continued excellence in broadcasting for the region. I'm a contributor to my local station and recognize that listener support is very important. When I'm in the area, WHQR is the first station I dial in. I'm glad to know the station has expanded its offerings while maintaining the wonderful showcase of classical music." Listener Anonymous has written before. He writes, "Every Monday to Friday from 8:10 p.m. to midnight and Sunday 9 p.m. to midnight, we are subjected to a total of, all caps now, 23 hours of jazz. Standard time is jazz." Here's a comment. Actually, we know that. "Please have mercy and either dedicate a day to jazz so people like myself can turn our radio off and play our own music or abate that strident rubbish. Your own Smooth Landings, Magnolia Fatback Hour, and Soup to Nuts are absolutely wonderful, and I would cheerfully listen to them in the three-hour jazz slots, yet they get shortchanged at only 1 hour. Why do you have the splendid table twice in one day, 7 hours apart? And why even bother with travel with Rick Steves in one weekend? His program format is to outdo his poor guests. Coastline is exceptional and a prize-winning program." Listener John wrote, "This is one of those very small but annoying things that eventually, like a pebble in your shoe, gets to the point where you can't ignore it anymore. For quite a while, years in fact, I've noticed that when web addresses are read out on the air, the name of that pesky but essential separator character is often stated incorrectly. For instance, while pitching some good cause during the midday interview show or when announcing sponsors' web URLs, I'll typically hear something like bizname.com/WHQR or almost as bad, /. First of all, backslash is just flat out wrong, period, always, everywhere. A backslash will show up in Microsoft's syntax for a file path in DOS or Windows, but never, ever in a web URL. And /, while not as wrong, is still an unnecessary ingredient, inelegant, clunky, and redundant. Does not fall trippingly off the tongue. Can we please have an immediate ban on all back and forward slashes and just say /? But save some syllables. Just think of the seconds of airtime that could go to better use." Well, thanks to John for that message. We have reevaluated our practice. We agree that /- is unnecessary, and we'll change our errant ways. And now for 92 and 96.7. They're both on the air now. If you'd like to assist us by doing a listening test for the two classical HQR signals, we would appreciate your help. Discover more at WHQR.org. And we'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.